Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines.
WLR.
Well, you're welcome along into this Showtime podcast featuring the interviews that we have on Sunday night's edition of Showtime. We can't play all the music, but we'll bring you the people speaking. The De La Salle College Musical, one of the red letter days in Waterford Theatre, because years ago, when we didn't have stage schools, we had three societies in Waterford in the Theatre Isle. We had De La Salle Senior Musical Society, we had the Edmund Joyce Corley Musical Society, and we had De La Salle College Musical Society. Now, De La Salle College have moved back to the school hall, but they are still in existence. They're the only one of the three that are still going, and it's a very proud tradition up there. So I caught up with some of the cast and crew during the week. And first up, we have Fred Kennedy, who plays Seymour, and Mary Duggan, who plays Audrey.
So, Fred, you must be, you're the unofficial spokesperson at this stage for De La Salle with Showtime, aren't you? This, how many times is this? About 50 times now, you have to be honest.
So.
Okay, you've been in loads of different stuff, Fred, with stage schools and with De La Salle, but I'm right in saying this is your first outright lead, isn't it?
Seymour. All the other times it's been all supporting roles and all that.
How are you finding it? Are you excited? Tough?
It is tough, especially the vocal range as well. It's a hard thing, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a great experience. You get to mess around with puppets and plants and all kinds.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant. And I've said, like, when I got the lead, I was like, out of all the leads I could have gotten, this is the one to get. It's such a good part.
Have you seen any of that end yet, the plants, or...?
And it's the same plant Jack has used and De La Salle has used before. They used it for the 30th anniversary back a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I think they made it down in Spree, I believe. It's actually in the sports hall at the moment.
Okay, cool.
So it's all set out.
At least you have it.
The department are making the smaller hand puppets.
Yeah. Deadly. Mary, now you've done loads of stuff as well with Theatre Box, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mainly in the theatre, right? Audrey in Little Shop, is this another kind of a dream part?
Oh, absolutely. Like, when I found out that De La Salle was doing Little Shop of Horrors, I was so excited. I just love it so much.
Well, is it the ditzy blonde?
Or, yeah. It's very fun to play.
There's some great songs in it as well, isn't there?
Yeah, Suddenly Seymour's Unreal. I love doing that one.
Do you know why I love Somewhere to Screen?
Yeah, it's such a sweet one.
It's a great number, yeah. So, was it a tough audition process, lads, to get the part? It must have been loads of people going for these roles.
It's like the De La Salle show every year. There's, like, if you think about it, there's 50 in the cast, I'd say easily. I'd say easily 80 would audition.
What's it like coming into, I know, like, with stage schools, Mary, it's more of a kind of a mixed setup the whole way, but you're coming into a boys' school, like, to do this.
Yeah,
it's kind
weird.
Of weird.
It's very weird.
It's not intimidating, really, is it?
I was scared at the beginning, but it was actually grand, like, you know.
Yeah.
You get used to it very fast.
One of the things I noticed in the casting, normally there's only three urchins in Little Shop of Horrors and you're using six. What way has that been done?
Well, it's going to be like, there's three evil ones and three good ones.
Okay.
And they all kind of split the numbers, so anytime, like, Audrey and Seymour are singing, like, for Suddenly Seymour, it's like the three good ones. And then just suppose because there's so many girls who are so good at singing, so they just divided it up and...
Yeah, so I suppose, and the three bad ones will probably be with the dentist,
will
they?
Yeah, and the plant.
Plant as well.
Ah, very good. A lot of people will know Skid Row in Waterford. It's one that's been in Tops and in variety shows all through the years. Not everyone knows about Little Shop, so tell us, 30 seconds, Fred, what's Little Shop about?
Little Shop is about this man-eating plant.
Well, woman-eating as well.
Woman-eating as well. That's whatever it can get. It's this kind of nerdy, kind of innocence, like, sweet character, Seymour. He gets greedy, sort of.
Yeah.
Once he finds this plant, the plant is just, like, one of a kind. The plant gets a mind of its own, is essentially what happens.
Starts singing and talking and
starts
all kinds of stuff. So tell us a bit about who's playing the other parts, because obviously we've Seymour and Audrey here, so who's doing the dentist?
Sam Marsden, he played the lead last year.
Oh yeah, very good.
Yeah, Sam Marsden's playing the dentist. He's really good, like, rock vocal voice.
Yeah.
And he's really good for the character.
You'd need that for that, yeah. Mm. And what about the voice of the plant?
The voice of the plant, Danny. Danny is a sixth year. He's a baritone in the choir. And he wants to do popular music down at CSM.
Oh, very good.
He's a really solid voice. He was on RTÉ's, he sang the Onaher.
Oh yes, very good, with the choir there a couple of weeks ago.
He was really, really good voice.
That's Fred's way of telling everyone that he was on telly. Mary, it's nearly showtime. How are the nerves?
They're there. They're creeping up, but it's kind of excited. Like, it's like jittery, like nervous, but I'm just, yeah, I'm delighted though to do it. It'd be so much fun.
So this is Sunday. We've done the tech today. Yeah. And dress tomorrow night, Monday night?
Yeah.
And then when's it open? Tuesday?
Tuesday
opens
morning.
Tuesday for a matinee for the primary schools, but the public is Wednesday night.
Is it going to be like rock stars for the week? Are you going to be in much school? Are you going to be taking it easy and doing shows? And
you can't do... The thing with Del Sasha is when there's 2 show days, you just can't do like the whole school thing.
Can't do the whole school thing, yeah. No.
The whole school thing, absolutely not.
Brother Ben always goes, oh, we'll leave you coming to school late tomorrow, 10 o'clock. But no one ever does. No one ever. He's like, oh, we'll leave you coming an hour late to school tomorrow.
You're getting down to Sal College in trouble here again, Fred.
I know, yeah.
He does it every year.
Last year's interview was like that as well.
you in TY, Mary?
Yeah, I'm in TY.
So you are okay then?
Great.
You're okay
2 weeks off of work experience anyway.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So you're doing your work experience on the stage.
Yeah, that's what I have written down for it.
That's brilliant. Okay, so we're going to wish you the very best of luck and we'll see you before the week's out.
Now, one thing that's great about the De La Salle College show is it brings on a whole raft of boys and girls who may not be part of a stage school, may not have been on stage before. So 3 of the lads who are in the cast of The Little Shop of Horrors, none of them in stage schools, this is their school show. So I caught up with them to ask them some of their thoughts. That's Luke, Nisha and Billy.
Nisha, tell us, how important do you think is the De La Salle College musical to the school?
I think it's very important because it brings the schools of Waterford together as a community.
All right, okay, yeah.
And it shows the pride De La Salle has in music and everything else.
It's a big deal in the school, isn't it?
Very big.
Yeah, okay. Luke, you have a huge tradition with the choir. Is there much of a kind of a spillover from the choir to the musical? Is there many?
Yeah, there definitely is kind of an overlap between a few of the lads that are in the choir and are in the show. And it's definitely shown in the singing rehearsals because the lads know what they're doing.
Are you saying the girls don't?
No, I'm not saying that, but yeah, it's kind of, they kind of go hand in hand with each other, and you often find a lot of the lads who are in the choir are also going to the show every year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think it's kind of a community aspect, and like you're going in with all your friends and everything.
Yeah. How much of an involvement is there, Billy, for say people who aren't on stage and as part of it?
There'll be a very big involvement because the backstage is always needed. They need to be moving props all the time. They also need to be like able to get on as soon as they're called because you don't have a lot of time to change the props between scenes. Like you'd be called on, there could be a blackout. When all the lights are turned off, you need to get things done quick. Otherwise it'll be very awkward. The audience will be left wondering what's going on.
And is there many people involved in that end of it? Or?
There have been lots of names being put down to do backstage. I know there are enough names to be put down where they don't put everyone who put their name down. So like they need to pick who do they think will be the best for the job.
Right. So lucky dip then if you get picked or not.
Yeah.
The 3 of you then aren't in a stage school at the moment. So this is a school show. How big a deal is it to be part of a team like for the week?
It's definitely a really big deal between everyone because it kind of brings everyone, especially the boys in De La Salle, kind of together. And you kind of find a common ground, a common interest in what you enjoy. And there's people like us that we aren't in any stage schools, but we still enjoy going into any shows. So, you know, it kind of brings everyone together. And it's a great thing for everyone in total.
Nisha, you've been in a couple of stage school shows, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
What's the difference with school show?
In my opinion, I think the school show has more of a sense of community, as in you have people from different schools and different years coming together to perform the one show. I think the atmosphere, I prefer the atmosphere. It's, as I said, it's just, it feels everyone is friends with everyone.
Yeah.
And I really love doing the De La Salle show because of that.
Is this your first one, Billy?
It is, yeah.
What are you thinking so far?
Oh, it's brilliant. Best decision I ever made. I was thinking, well, I enjoy coming in every night and dancing. I was thinking, oh, no, that's not for me. And I was convinced to do it by my friends and a few teachers. And, oh, it's the best decision I ever made.
So tell us a bit about the man-eating plant. Fred and Mary were telling us about the story. So we have a man-eating plant. How's this working?
The prop is huge. It's taller than a person when it's upright. It's sort of bare at the moment. They haven't really worked on it. It's in the sports hall over. You wouldn't really know what it's for just for looking at it right now. Yeah. You can tell it's supposed to be some sort of plant because it's a built-in pot with something that looks like a plant, but not really at the same time. It sort of looks like a creature, like, because it has a mouth on it and teeth. It has a compartment in it to fit a person to control the mouth movements. And yeah, apparently it's quite old as well.
When it comes to putting the shows together, the Tech Weekend, which we're on now, is always a nightmare. Tech Weekend is over. Dress rehearsal tomorrow night, Monday night. A few long days and long nights have been put in over the last week. How are the nerves?
They're mounting anyway, but it'll all be good.
Is there much technical in it apart from the plant, like a lot of scene changing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's definitely a good bit, especially with after seeing the stage crew come in. There's a lot of them there, so,
yeah.
You know, there's going to be a big load of them helping out because there's a lot of moving parts in the show, but I definitely think that with like the right coordination, they'll be really good.
How important do you think it is, everyone's role in putting the whole show together? So for example, you're part of the chorus. I'd argue it's as important as one of the lead characters. What do you think?
Well, everyone has a part in the show, and each part is as important as every other part because everyone has to be showing the same amount of expression and doing the same thing or else the show looks out of place.
Yeah.
So everyone is as important as everyone else, I think.
You have to really look like you want to be there. Like, if you're just moping around the stage, it'll bring the mood down on everyone and people will get distracted and that would lead to other people messing up.
And it really goes back to you're only as strong as your weakest link, because if like there's even one person that forgets to smile and it's a certain part, everyone's drawn to them. So everyone has to be putting in 100%, but when everyone does put in 100%, it's brilliant. So.
Amazing.
Lads, I'm going to wish you the very best of luck. I'm looking forward to seeing it this week and break several legs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, every show needs a boss woman, and the boss woman in this case is Jenny White, and she took a break from rehearsals to call in to meet for a couple of minutes.
So, Jennifer, how many roles have you got this year? How many hats have you got this year?
many hats. I'm them all. No, I'm not really. There's lots of people behind the scenes helping out. I'm just the constant. That's all, really. I'm producer and choreographer this year. Okay. Well, no different any other year.
Okay. It's squeaky bum time. It's a few days away from opening, right? How's it all going?
Yeah. We're getting there. Look, you know yourself, you have the kind of issues that we see and others don't. And, you know, people come in and say, that was great. But we're like, no, that could be better. That could be better. They're a really good cast, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're a lovely group. There's a lot of new heads in it this year compared to previous years.
That's good, too.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant because they're the ones who will keep it going in the future.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see new people on stage. It's nice to see people who aren't always in shows and you know, are experiencing something new and they're loving it. Well, I hope they are. They seem to be.
Well, what I thought was lovely was the three lads, Billy, Luke and Nisha, none of the three of them are stage school kids.
No.
Which is great to see that the school's kids are going into it as well.
And this is Billy's first show ever.
Yeah.
And like Nisha, again, wouldn't be a stage school kid, but he's been here since he first started, since about 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And likewise with Luke, since he first came in.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, I think you have a certain caliber of kids who come in first year and they start joining it, unsure of what they need to do. And then they start loving it because, sure, look, it's not all about what they do on stage. It's about who they're chatting with, who they're meeting. Yeah. And it's not the main reason for it. Like,
yeah, exactly. You know? It's kind of important, isn't it? It's a good outlet for kids who don't do sport.
Big time. I mean, like, the choir was always there. And look, I know Des Salle is known for its sport and things like that. But it is quite well known for its musical, I suppose, over the years.
Very much so.
Yeah. And, like, we don't only just bring the lads in on stage. It's backstage as well. And, you know, that was the main reason for bringing it back into our school and not having it in a theatre, is because it's a whole school approach. And the kids are putting out the chairs. They're doing the backstage. They're helping with the set. They're helping build things. You know, and even they happen to programs. So it's people from everywhere in the school. Do you know what I mean? Trying to get involved, which is really, really good.
You'll be astounded to find out that they don't know about tickets.
I know. I'm like, what? How do they not know? No, tickets are going. They're going good. Our age old way of selling tickets is kind of, it's just moving forward. We used to go out and sell them to people personally in schools and so on. The students were great for doing that, but we've moved online. We've gone up in the world. So we're on greatevents.ie.
Yeah.
So you can get our tickets there.
Now that's GR8.
GR8 events.
Number 8.
Yeah. Dot IE. And we can still buy them in the office from Karen.
Okay.
So she'd be delighted to see you. She says she's missing the people coming in having the chats.
Is there good availability left for some nights?
There is good availability some nights. Saturday and Friday are kind of busy, but Wednesday and Thursday. But there's schools coming as well on Wednesday and Thursday. So once they're booked up, they're going to sell out. So I'd say if you want to get your tickets, get them fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully.
Say, give us a quick run of the production team. So obviously there's yourself.
The whole new production team this year. So Jack Cunningham is our director.
Yeah.
And then we have two musical directors. We have Lindsay Pankhurst, which... Okay. People know very well, and then Niamh Marr, who's a teacher here at the moment. So they're working really, really well together. You know yourself, it's just like new perspectives, different group of people. It's nice to mix it up a little bit every now and again. Yeah, so they're working really, really well.
So how many are in the cast altogether?
This is one of our smaller casts, actually. Okay. So there's about 48.
Oh, 48. That's big.
It's big. We normally have about 70. It's just the kind of show that it is. Mm. It's not a massive show for ensemble, but we're really trying to put a lot in for the ensemble because they're a really good group.
Yeah.
And in all fairness, they've had lots of patience with us, and you know, you'll come and see, and you'll be like, that's not how I'm used to seeing Little Shop Horrors. It's done a little bit different. We have two sets of urchins. So
yeah,
we
were talking about that earlier.
We have evil ones, and we have then, you know, your regular good urchins, and and we have scenes where we're putting in chorus, which you won't normally see them in it. So it's just nice to try to get them, as many of them involved on stage as much as possible. Okay. So that'd be nice.
Okay, well, do you know, we're not going to hold you up because you've got to go to a rehearsal.
You too.
Right now. So the very best of luck.
Brilliant.
Hope it goes brilliant.
So
I'll be along to see it. Greatevents.ie, Wednesday and Thursday. Book them out. When they're gone, they're gone. The lads can't sell them. So go along to those nights first. Yeah.
Brilliant, yeah.
And Friday and Saturday, look after itself.
Yes. Yes, thank you
Jenny,
so much.
Jenny, thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Well, thank you to all the gang in Little Shop of Horrors. Book those tickets if you can and support them. It's always a great show up in the college. And that is just about all we have time for on this week's episode, brought to you by Worldwide Wines on the Dunmore Road. Don't forget to hit subscribe to this podcast and you'll get the episodes downloaded automatically to your podcast player of choice. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Supporting the arts in Waterford. Showtime on WLR.
With thanks to Worldwide Wines. WLR.